Welcome, everybody. Good morning to the Rancho Murrieta Community Service District Security Committee regular meeting. It's just a little after 10 on Cinco de Mayo, and happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. Calling the meeting to order, item number one. Item two, we're holding this meeting due to the COVID-19 emergency, and it's authorized to be held by the teleconference pursuant to government codes related to it. And yes, I want to continue with this meeting in this format. Amelia, do you have any hands or any comments from the public at this point?
I do not have any hands raised, and we will continue. If you want to make a public comment, I ask that you kindly raise your hand on Zoom to make that comment. I do have chat disabled.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Moving on to the monthly updates. Kelly, hello.
Oh, thank you. We'll start with our CSD manning for the security. We currently have a half-time position, part-time position open. We do have a gentleman in the backgrounds, and we hopefully he'll be able to complete his backgrounds and fill that position. In addition to that, we're advertising for one full-time patrol position. And as of today, we'll be advertising for a supervisor position for security. We continue to use two ABA officers to help with our staffing shortages. Can't speak this morning. Patrol hours, we are up to 60 hours so far for the year 2022, but no patrol hours covered. And that is due to sick call offs, suspension days, family leave, mostly during the night when this has occurred. Moving on to our ABDA software program, it is 100% complete. And we just worked out the remaining bugs last night. So it is fully functioning at both gates. The two FastPass systems are down. However, it is a issue between our Leap Ahead and the people in Florida. They are working to resolve that for us. And I think they'll be out this Friday to continue that work on our FastPass systems. We'll have at both gates. Safety center repairs, we've obtained three estimates, and we were working on together with the GM and putting together a proposal to find which contractor would be best for us. And hopefully we'll have that here real soon. Our training officers, Officer Anderson, he is our gate officer, and he is gonna go to 832 school in August of 2022. He will be then transferred to patrol, and he'd be a good person for us in the patrol world. This is an example of promoting from within, and hopefully that'll be a good win for the community, our CSD. Our black barcodes, they are in, and I have them, and we're going to be out there today actually at the gate to make sure that they give them a trial run and make sure that they work. I was with RMA yesterday, and I let them know that we have them as well. So hopefully that won't be any issue. We'll be able to put those in our system here within a matter of a couple of days. I met with John Jacobs. He talked to me and brought some tickets in about the chili cook-off this Sunday, or sorry, Saturday, May 7th. And he said no security, additional security was warranted. However, he would like to have our people come by and enjoy some chili cook-offs. And he gave us some tickets, and I've spread them out to my staff, and hopefully they'll be there on Saturday and help support the event. I also was in contact with the Sheriff's Department and in hopes of getting some sheriffs out here, especially for July 4th. And if we decide to hire them for our Friday, Saturday patrols, she advised me that they have a new contract starting in July 1st and the pay rate may be higher, an attempt to have more officers sign up for overtime. So as soon as I know what the new pay raise is going to be or pay hike for the Sheriff's Department, I will bring that my reportings to this board. Moving on to the RMA issues this last month. Again, we're working with RMA compliance, especially with our speed enforcements. CSD security is mostly handling the nighttime and evening shifts, and we have RMA officers doing it during the day. We're almost exclusively handling the parking issues at night between 2 and 6. I know Chris from RMA, he continues to come in like once a day. He'll come in like 2 o'clock and they'll hit the parking citations as well. I had a meeting, I attended the compliance meeting yesterday, and I spoke with the general manager, Kevin. We talked, they're making headway. They've been able to, I'll say, solve a couple of these vandalism issues we're having at the bathrooms and on the fences. And we've shared information, and they're talking to several parents of the possible vandals. And but we're in weekly contact with that. So that's good news with that. They've made the sheriff aware. They're also bringing in their parents and issuing fines. And hopefully the vandals that write Snoop and SOS, their days will be numbered, hopefully very soon. So good news on that front, working with RMA. Some other issues that came up with RMA is the four-wheeled vehicles that are being allowed in at the gate. There is nothing specifically written excluding four-wheeled vehicles. There is something written for three-wheeled vehicles and two-wheeled vehicles. So we brought that to the RMA, and they're going to go to their governing docs committee and hopefully rechange that language so we can stop letting in the four-wheel drive kind of like quads, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that was brought up. The gates, there was a report of a motorcycles continuing to go around the gates and coming into the North facility. It looks like RMA and our Jason fixed that problem. They added the extenders to the gates and they put up a barrier. So now motorcycles will no longer be able to just ride around the gate arm and get into the north side. So that's been done and it seems to be working. So that's a win on that situation there. Also discussed in, with Tina about the 4th of July. It's a big event for everybody. So we are already starting our planning methods with that. And I also met with Kevin. One of the things that we discussed, Director Mabee asked me to provide our resources to them for their educational bridge campaign. I met with Kevin yesterday. He said he hasn't been informed officially of what they're going to do or where they're going to do or how they're going to do it. So I said, as soon as you're ready, let us know. And we're more willing to help you with that educational campaign with underage driving of golf carts. And speeding, I think, is the issue they're going to work on. But we're more than willing to help them when they're ready. We also, the general manager and I spoke with ABA security about quality control, about the people that they're sending us. And we hopefully will have better results with our contract security and the kind of people they're sending us and the ones that we have that they'll last a long time. And we're working together to have a pre-screening progress to make sure that it works for them and works for us. And we're not wasting a lot of time and spending a lot of money on training. Then they don't last or stay very long. So hopefully we have a productive conversation with them and things will be improved going forward. I also met with, her name is Amy. She's a new manager at the Silver Creek. She's from Silver Creek Management and she's at the village. And I met with them a couple times to discuss their security needs, some issues that they wanted to address for security, specifically locking up their club at night, the hours, who has keys. And overall, they feel that we do a good job on their main roads, but we don't do a very good job of going down the individual side streets of the community. So I've directed my staff to make sure that they go down those little streets and wave and say hello so the residents know that we're not forgetting their side streets. We're not just sticking to the main streets. That was their big concern. But we have good communication. This is my first time meeting with the manager at the village. So we already have good open communication. I met with them at least two or three times last month. And next. There's our statistics, speeding tickets. Next. There is one report here due to the upgrade in April. I will not have this report this month. The data will be saved for May, and starting on May, I will have this report back. But due to the upgrade and the loss of data during that time, this report won't be available for the month of April. But starting on May, it'll be right back.
Very good. No worries on that, Kelly. Thank you.
Gate denied. Okay, there we go. Again, it's contractors. After hours, try to come in before time. And let's see. Expectations. Okay, and we'll go to the incidents of notes. On April 10th, at approximately 1940 hours, there was a theft from a vehicle, well, Lake Claro, which is in the north. CSD security was contacted at the North Gate, at which time the victim stated a canvas painting was stolen from his unsecured vehicle when he was walking around the lake. The victim didn't see any suspects. However, he issued a blue truck in the area. The victim contacted the sheriff's department and made the theft report with an unknown value at this time of the painting. On April 15th, approximately 2100 hours, we had a vehicle slash vandalism on Vera Serrano, which is in the north. CSD security responded to a call for service. The reporting person, the RP, stated that she and her husband heard a loud popping noise outside on the street. The husband was sent to investigate and discovered his neighbor's vehicle window was shattered. The neighbor was not home at the time during the vandalism. CSD responded and canvassed the area for video coverage and evidence with negative results. The victim's daughter was contacted and advised to make a report with the sheriff's department. Unknown value of how much the damage cost. On April 24th, 2100 hours, our CSD staff heard a loud noise complaint was called into our dispatch, Marietta Parkway, which is in the north. CSD security responded to the loud noise complaint. Upon arrivals, the officers discovered a male outside the residence, agitated and throwing something in the driveway. The officer relocated position and called the sheriff's department to respond to a domestic dispute. The sheriff's department arrived and informed CSD the security incident was a minor verbal argument. No arrests or reports were filed. And that's all I have on that one.
Okay.
Any questions?
And then it follows with the daily log.
Right. Amelia, do you have any comments from the public on Kelly's report?
No hands raised.
Perfect. Kelly, very good. Thank you for that. Just one question. Our citations are being accepted by RMA. We've identified some educational things and corrected that. So I don't see anything to think otherwise, correct?
That's correct. And we've streamlined the process. The tickets are taken over there every day. And so daily we'll know what the issues were. We got the feedback. I think there were some issues with the LIDAR, whether or not Marietta, we allow 33 to be cited, and whereas the other streets are 32. So we got some kickbacks with that. I did get a phone call, and I say this to everybody publicly, that our officers will if they see a legitimate violation, it's on the LIDAR, we give the ticket, and it automatically goes to RMA. And at the RMA, that's where they're allowed to appeal it, go to a hearing. But I guess some of our officers have been ticketing, and some police officers, but if they're not in their police cars and if they're not in a city car and they're in their own personal car, then they still get the citations like everybody else, and they have the same right like everybody else to go to the RMA and appeal those issues. So I will make that clear that, yeah, if it's a on-duty police officer, of course you're not going to give a citation to it like that. Or if you bring your black and white home, we won't know. But if you're a police officer, you're driving your personal car, well, of course, we don't know who you are. So, but you do have the right to appeal it at the RMA. And so that was an issue brought up to me with some phone calls this last month. And that's been my response.
Well, actually, that's a compliment in a lot of regards, that we're just not picking and choosing, right? We're just doing as the expectations are. And you're absolutely right. That's for RMA to address and move it forward from that standpoint. So excellent, well done. Item number five. So I don't know if it falls to you, Kelly, or over to the GM for some discussion on the Safety Center building upgrade.
So yeah, this is Tom. Kelly, I believe, has a total of three quotes, and we need to consolidate those and write a staff memo to the board to approve the construction. All of them are over $25,000. Did we get one denial and two legitimate bids, Kelly? Is that what we ended up with?
That's correct. We have 2-1, and then the third one, he didn't know if it was prevailing wages, and he said, quite frankly, I have no interest anymore in doing the project. So,
and then on the other two, I'll be working with both of the contractors to make sure that the quotes are written and discussing the fact that they our prevailing wage, because it's not specifically stated in those quotes. So I want that to be in there so that I know I'm looking at apples and apples.
And so we're waiting for that to finish through, and mm-hmm. And then we'll bring it forward for board approval.
Excellent.
Okay. Do you want us to bring that to the board if we have it prepared by next week?
Oh, absolutely. I don't want to be the speed bump and have to have it come back to committee. We've discussed it. I know that you've talked about it in your GM report. So the board's aware of it, that we're in fact doing it. And again, because it's reserve funds, it has to go to the board anyways. Finance is aware of it, like I said, as well. So as soon as we have it, then we just move it to the board from that standpoint. We don't need to hold up on it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, moving on to item six, staff. Any comments, suggestions, thoughts?
I'm good.
Okay. Kelly?
Nope, no, sir, good.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, thank you to staff at all levels. The work that we're doing is very consistent and it's really starting to demonstrate itself. So for that, thank you. I am aware that the contract for off-duty sheriffs is going to go up. There is a issue with just deputies even signing up for these services. We were fortunate last year that really about four of them really rotated through when we were doing the Saturday, Sunday type of thing. So once we're ready to move on that, I think we sit down with RMA and plot out that process, Kelly. And from not only the fiscal side, but just the operational side, when we want it to work and what then the specific tasks will be for those officers, because they did give us some pretty good reports on what their activities and kind of what they saw as well. So I think we move forward on that planning stage with the association, and maybe we do that ahead of time on what the needs are identified, and then we put the revenue to it, and then that'll tell us what we can do and what we can't do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and let me add a little bit to it. I'll go into next month's meeting a little bit early to give you a preview. One of the things that the general manager at RMA is going to want to kind of request a meeting with you and a GM. And one of the things that get some synergy between CSD and RMA is that maybe they can take part, pay for some of the sheriff's department coming out here, because they want them to like help with the pulling over of a golf cart with underage driving. And if we have them do focus on tasks that RMA would like, but maybe they could share the cost of the sheriff's coming out here. And I know he's going to request that. And I'm giving you a preview of what he's going to ask.
Yeah, perfect. And at the end of the day, we've had those discussions and we've recommended those things. We're just now getting to the actual operational implementation of them. So I think that's where, like I said, let's just go $100 an hour. I know I'm a little high, but it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark for a deputy. Instead of just going, hey, we want patrol for 6 hours. Here are the actual tasks that we're looking for. And so perfect. Absolutely. That'll work.
We're paying for them. They should have tasks, right?
With that, I don't have any other comments. Amelia, any hands raised? I'm sorry.
No.
Thank you. With that, staff, again, thank you. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.